Hi, thank you for joining me. Today I want to talk to you about a project I released a few months ago called XLive BG. It's a live wallpaper system for X11, and the idea behind my talk today is not necessarily to give you a full demonstration of XLive BG and its wallpapers or whatever, but rather I wanted to focus on the technical aspects, on the implementation details behind XLive BG, and in general, how do you implement live wallpapers under X11? But first of all, what do I mean by live wallpapers? The idea is that instead of having just a static image as your desktop wallpaper, you'd have something that animates, something that moves in the background. And the inspiration came from Android, which has this feature for many years now. And while I'm not necessarily sure that it's a good idea to have something like that on a mobile device with a limited battery capacity, because necessarily if you have something animate on the desktop instead of just a static image, it's going to use more power. But for a desktop computer, if it's handled in a good way, if it's not too distracting and it's something that subtly moves in the background, I think it's quite a nice thing to have. And I've been enjoying it for the past year or so that I have been developing this system. And actually, let me show you how my desktop looks right now, so you can get a better idea. So basically, okay, so this is a live wallpaper using my XLive BG system. I'm going to show you a bit more and a few more live wallpapers that XLive BG comes with at the end of this talk. But for now, it's just something that moves on the background and I have my Windows or whatever in the foreground. Alright, so let's get back to the talk. Right, so a couple of things about the X-Window system before we move on. I'm not going to go into a lot of details here, but the main point is that we have the X server, which is the central part of the X Window system, and everything else, all the other programs that you're running under X11, are X clients. The X server handles the display and the input devices like mouse and keyboard or whatever, and the X clients connect to the X server in order to display their user interface to that display, and also to get input from the user. And you have such clients as a terminal, a clock, a web browser, an editor, whatever. But most importantly, for our discussion today, the window manager itself, which is the part of the X Window system that you, the program, the